there's a funny picture that I'd like you to see in your mind, because it'll not only set the tone but help further explain something very important for you to understand, something very simple, and I won't spend much time on it. How many of you, when you get upset, angry, frightened, put off, how many of you understand that the analogy of being a runaway train is not that far off track? And trains pick up steam, don't they? Pretty accurate word. And do you know the one thing that never occurs to a human being when they're on that track? And just so we can make it clear, have you ever been on a track to your refrigerator? Ever been on a track to, I gotta get that thing, I gotta buy that thing, I gotta have that thing, I gotta talk to that person, I gotta fix this thing? Ever been on one of those tracks? What never occurs to a human being until, by the grace of God, they find something that educates them, that offers them a new explanation for their constant irritation. What never occurs to a human being is, you ready? You're not on tracks. There's no such thing as a track for a human being. This present moment is a trackless land. And you have in you something that is a part of this presence moment. Which means that anytime you feel like, and momentum is part of a train, part of the track, anytime you feel that, you've taken the track to be the whole thing. And all you can see, by the way, is when you're on that track, is what you think is at the end of the line and what you think started you down that track. Do you have the courage to derail yourself? I mean it. You don't know how much I mean this to you. Do you have the courage to derail your depression? Do you have the courage to derail your irritation? To derail your fear? To derail the inertia of the moment that you're experiencing? To derail your certainty that you can't take another step? Do you have the spiritual courage to derail yourself? And the answer is, you will have the courage you need to wipe out, to obliterate the whole notion that there's some track that you're on that's going to take you someplace necessary. You'll have the courage you need to do that when you start seeing that there is no possibility to a person who lives on a track. Because a track always starts in the past. All tracks begin in the past, and they don't lead to the future. They lead to the continuity. They lead to the continuation of the level of mind and heart that, being so identified with whatever it is that it's identified with, takes the whole of its existence to be connected to that one little track that they are running down. And running, I might add, toward a crash. Will you just notice that? The simplest little thing. See, catch yourself on a track. And dare derail yourself. What does it mean? Because some of you may not get it. It means, don't be going somewhere. Be where you are. Because if you be where you are, you'll see you're on a track. You'll feel the momentum of that nature. You'll experience directly everything that puts you on that track, and for the first time in your life, you'll begin to have an understanding of what it is that has been running your life all along. And gradually, you'll begin to love the freedom that comes with having no self-supplied direction. That doesn't mean that in practical life, in the necessary things you do as a householder, that you don't follow whatever tracks are necessary, meaning for responsible action. There are things that are required, and they take a certain path. They're part of a due process of time unfolding itself through those through its actions. But for your spiritual life, what joy it is to find out that who and what you thought you were has no reality to it at all, apart from a momentary identification with something that was chugging along and dragging you with it.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.